Maori ora, kia ora, and welcome back to the Maori Millionaire Podcast, where we talk all things mindset, business, and money. I am your host, Te Kahu Kura Boynton, and I'm on a mission to bridge the wealth gap by producing content and resources that support you on your journey. Now, as always, I don't like to muck around. I like to just dive deep, get straight into it. Success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. And today we're going to be diving deep into the mindset talk around subconscious beliefs that are blocking your success. Now, for those of you that don't know what subconscious beliefs are, these are the beliefs that were formed mostly when you were a child, mostly before the age of like 7 to 10. It's when you were really young. Now, I want you to think back to when you were a kid. What kind of conversations were being held about money, about finances? What things did you see right when you were like really young about money? Because most of the things that you saw, that you heard when it came to money, those are your subconscious beliefs about money. Now, sometimes consciously, you don't actually think those things. For example, it could be that you were told constantly money doesn't grow on trees, but you know for a fact that for some people, money literally grows on trees for them. They're literally just so rich, and you're like, well, if money doesn't grow on trees, then how does it grow on trees for them, right? So that's the thing about subconscious beliefs. Sometimes they're completely different from what you actually believe. And the problem with this is that we don't make decisions based off of what our conscious beliefs are. A lot of people make decisions based off of what their subconscious beliefs are. So if you're making decisions based off of the poverty you experienced as a child or the lack of money you experienced as a child, then as an adult, you're going to be stuck in this loop, stuck in this cycle of not having enough, of literally going without, of working harder, of trying to build wealth, but you're doing it in ways that aren't supportive of the life that you want. Now, none of this is your fault, right? Like, you can't help the environment you were raised in. But what you can do is take action now to align with the life that you truly want to live. And so, in today's podcast episode, we're going to be diving deep. We're going to be talking about exactly how you can do that. Because for me, even a year ago, I did not know what was happening in my mind. I did not know about subconscious beliefs and how this was literally stopping me from achieving everything that I wanted in my life. And now that I understand these things, I am like achieving goals left, right, fucking everywhere. Excuse my language. But like, seriously, as soon as you understand these things, you're going to be achieving everything that you want. And as an example, you may not have seen, or you may or may not have seen on social media, I am a semi-finalist for Young New Zealander of the Year, which is like super exciting. And for me, it's not about like the accolade or whatever the kupu is. I don't actually really know. But it's about like this movement, this Māori Millionaire movement of supporting our people is just, it lights me up. And I just want to see as many of our whānau as I can achieving their goals in their life. And I know that when I'm able to achieve mine, it means that for everyone else that's following this journey, for everyone that's looking at my pages, at my podcast, it's like, I just want to prove to you that you can literally do whatever you set your mind to. Because 2021, I was crying about not being able to afford my rent. And like, it's not been that long to now being able to have built the business of my dreams, to be like literally working from my laptop. I work 20, 30 hours a week, you know, like it fluctuates, but like I'm able to live the life of my dreams. I'm only 21. And it's just, it blows my mind because it doesn't take long to achieve the life of your dreams if you have the support around you to do that. And that's why I am pouring so much into this podcast, into content creation, to be able to help you guys so that you guys can achieve this too. And so, yeah, basically, how you can achieve your goals is by rewiring your mind. And that's why I talk so much about mindset, because it's so important and it's so crucial to your success. So, if you're finding that, like, this is how you can really know if basically your subconscious mind is ruling ruling your life in a way that you don't want it to be is if you feel like you're doing all of the things right. Like you have the strategy in your business, you're doing everything you see that you should be doing, you know? You're working in it, you're doing all of the things, but you're just not seeing the results that you want. You probably have a subconscious belief here that is blocking your success from actually happening. Now, this can be like an energetic block, or it can be a mindset block, but we're going to dive deep into how you can figure this out, okay? So one of my one-on-one clients came to me with her goals for 2025, and she had told me in the past that she wanted to increase her income, she wanted to do all these, you know, cool things, and none of the goals on her list had anything to do with money. And I was surprised by this because she had told me that she wanted to increase her money. And when I asked her about it, she basically said like, "Oh no, I don't have any intentions of that, but I know like, you know, it will happen if I just, you know, keep on working at this. I know I'll be able to make more money." And I said like, "What's the block here with you actually just writing down on a piece of paper that you want to make $10,000 a month?" And she was like, "Oh, that's a lot of money. Like, that's a lot of money." I was like, "Yeah. What's the problem with that?" I have a way in my coaching to get to the bottom of things. Like a lot of the time, my clients don't even know what's happening, but I know what is happening because I've literally lived the same thing that they have. Everything that I talk about, like I'm not just like plucking this out of thin air. I have literally lived this. And so I'm able to really just like see through the bullshit, basically. I can see straight through it. And I said this to her, I said, "What are you scared of? What are you scared of in making more money?" She said, "There's a belief that like you don't truly care about the kaupapa if you're making more money. If you're bringing in all this cash." She had this belief that people who, yeah, are basically making a lot of money aren't truly in it for the kaupapa. And I was like, boom. We've got this. So I listed out a few different Māori businesses who are doing incredible mahi in Aotearoa and beyond, and they are making bank. Like I either know them or like know the people doing them, or you can just literally tell that they're doing amazing stuff. Anyways, I asked her if they're for the kaupapa, and she was like, "Well, yeah, of course. Like they're making so much impact. Like they're doing so much amazing stuff. Of course they're for the kaupapa." And I was like, "But they make the, like some of them are making six figures a month. So are they for the kaupapa? Because they're making six figures a month." She was like, "Well, yeah, because they're impacting people." And I was like, "Cool." So consciously, she believes that you can be making a lot of money, but also making a lot of impact, and you're still in it for the kaupapa, right? But subconsciously, she didn't believe this, right? And that was because I asked her where this belief had come from. She grew up hearing that people who were making lots of money weren't in it for the kaupapa, whether they were like the rich aunties and uncles that just seemed to be doing so well that other people would judge them for that. This is why having a mindset coach is so important, because what we got to understand about her was that her subconscious beliefs were not in alignment with the life she was trying to build, right? She wanted to build a business where she was making $10,000 a month, but she had this belief that if she was making that, she wouldn't be in it for the kaupapa, even though we both know that she definitely is. Like, everything she's working for is about impact and changing people's lives. And so this is huge to actually realize this. Now, this was one of her subconscious beliefs. I want to talk about one that I've had, because I think this one, like that one, is definitely very common, and I know so many people who have that exact same subconscious belief. But I'm going to go through one that I've actually had, and then after that I'm actually going to go through how we can change this belief that you have about money, about literally anything. Now, growing up, I was told that if you make lots of money, you're going to need to work really hard, and that lazy people don't make much money. Money doesn't grow on trees. All of the things. Everyone listening to this has probably heard the same stuff. Typical Māori whānau. That's just like everything that you kind of like hear. Like money doesn't grow on trees. Scarcity, lack, all of that. And the truth is that a lot of it actually comes from real experience. Our whānau actually struggle, like especially now, 2024, The cost of living is crazy, and so many people are really genuinely struggling. And so it's not surprising that these are the things that are coming out of our houses, because a lot of people are genuinely struggling. Now, the problem with that is that these beliefs, whilst they might be true, are not in alignment with building a life of your dreams, with building a life of abundance, of fulfillment. Now, I just want to preface this with saying, because I know a lot of you are like, but if you're really struggling, why would you just talk about something that's not? Now, I want to take you back to a time in my life where I was actually really worried about money, and it was terrifying. And what I actually had to do was basically be Delulu until it was Trululu. I had to pretend as my dog. Can you please be quiet? Thank you. Ugh. I'm not even going to take this out. Not even going to take this out of the podcast because this dog does my head in and he needs the world to know. Anyways, thank you. So, where was I even at? Okay, so I don't even know where I was at. This dog, he does this a lot. If you've been in the podcast before, he really annoys me. Anyways. So, yeah, I had a belief that you had to work crazy hard in order to increase your income. So, as a business owner, I believed that the more hours I worked, the more money I was going to make, essentially. So, I was really confused when I was clocking 12-hour days and I was working all weekend and I was saying no to all of these events that I really wanted to go to, but I couldn't because I was trying to build my business when all of this hard work wasn't equating to the money that I wanted to be making. I was really confused. I was like, I'm doing everything right. Like, I'm working hard, I'm putting the time in, I'm putting the effort in, I'm doing all the things. Why am I not making enough money? And that is because working harder is not the secret to boosting your income. Working smarter is. Long days, long hours, day after day for long periods of time, this only causes burnout. And when you're burnt out, your productivity decreases, your quality of work decreases, you start resenting your work, you are also subconsciously going to have a block towards actually making more money because you're like, I'm already exhausted now. If I'm going to increase my income, that means I'm going to have to be working harder. I'm going to have to work even longer hours. And energetically, you're already tired, so you don't want to do that. So you're not going to. You're going to actually self-sabotage yourself because you don't actually want to be making more money because subconsciously you have a belief that if you do, you're going to have to be working harder, working longer, working more. And so this is the power of mindset and energetics work that I literally help people with. So those are just a couple examples of subconscious beliefs. One is that you're not for the kaupapa if you're making bank, and two is that you have to work hard in order to make more money. Now, both of these can definitely be true in some situations, and that's the crazy thing about just life is that two truths can literally coexist, right? Like, some people who are making bank aren't for the kaupapa, and some people actually need to work hard in order to make money. Like, if you think about people in a 9-to-5, you definitely have to work hard to be able to make your money because if you don't, you're probably going to get fired. Now, two truths can coexist, right? But you also get to choose which truth you want to believe and which truth is conducive to the life you want to live, right? So, for example, for me, I choose to believe that making money is easy because I don't want to struggle to make money, right? And I want to teach other people how you can make more money without struggling, without, I want to live my life. I don't want to be working 24/7. And if you do, that's perfectly fine because we're all different and we can all do whatever we want. Anyways, I'm going to teach you how. Or the strategy I use to rewire my subconscious beliefs. And this is also the strategy that my clients use, and it works wonders. Now, the first thing you want to do is actually identify the root cause of where this belief comes from. So, for a lot of you, it'll be from your parents, from other adults that were around you growing up. Now, I want you to actually think about why this was true for them. So, for example, if the belief was that money doesn't grow on trees, why was this true for your parents? Why was this true for the adults around you? Did they only have one source of income? Were they on the benefit? Like, what was the actual cause of money being hard to come by? Because when you can find that out, you can be like, okay, well, that was for them. Now, how am I going to change this for me? That's where the third question comes in, and it is, why is this not true for you now? So it could be that you've opened up a business, so you've got a cash portal to actually bring Pūtea into your world. It could be that you have investments bringing in money literally while you sleep. Figure out why it's not true for you, and if you don't have anything at the moment, what are you going to do to change that? So, are you going to open up a business so you can actually bring in money, or are you going to scale your business, or are you going to create ways to make money in your business that don't require your time or effort? Have a think about that. Now, number four, I want you to create an affirmation that is supportive of this new belief. So it could be money flows to me effortlessly and easily. That's my favorite one. I love that. Or making money is so easy. Or like literally just come up with whatever affirmation you want. It's normally just the opposite of whatever the subconscious belief you had is. Now, number five is I want you to find an expander that's going to support your belief. So an expander is someone who has achieved, who is actually living out the life of your dreams. So, for example, there could be, let's just say Bill Gates. Bill Gates is like super rich. He could be your expander that shows you that he makes money while he sleeps, so can I. I like to find someone who's lived the same kind of like who Māori, wahine Māori, like that's super relatable for me because I know like the situations, the experiences that they have probably gone through in order to achieve the life that they have. That's super relatable for me. So if you can find Pacifica, wahine Māori, like whatever it is for you, that's gonna just expand your mind to go, well, if she can do it, I can do it. Do that, okay? Number six is whenever this, because like doing this exercise isn't going to stop the thought from coming into your mind or stop the behaviors from coming into your mind. So whenever you have this thought of scarcity coming into your mind, or this thought of lack, or maybe your behaviors show it out. So like it could be that you're offered a really good job that's like making lots of money, but the hours are crazy. If you believe that money was easy for you to make, would you be like locking yourself into long hours doing mahi that you don't really want to be doing? You probably wouldn't, right? If money was easy to make. So your behaviors and your mindset needs to align with the life that you're wanting to believe. Sometimes that means leaving money on the table. Sometimes that means saying no to things that would have previously excited you, but you're actually like, but it's not in alignment with the life that I want. So I want you to just really consider those things and listen to this podcast episode again if you need to, because there could be little pieces in here that you didn't really hear before, like the dog barking. Now, this work is literally so powerful. The mindset, the energetics, like when you can realize what is blocking you from making more money, you can actually do the mahi, like the inner work, so that you can increase your income. Now, hands down, when I invested in my first coach, in my first mindset and business coach, I literally made a 10x return on that investment within 2 weeks because I had so many subconscious beliefs in my mind. I didn't even realize they were there, but she was able to reflect them to me in literally like one call. And that is why I decided to help other people with exactly that, because I know like I can literally help people with exactly the same thing, and I do with my clients. And it makes me so excited to see how through all of the investing I've done in myself and getting coaches and all of the things, I can actually help others to see the same in themselves and to actually just really help you to reach your potential. Because so I know so many business owners who just aren't living up to their potential. Like they could be doing so much, but there's a block there. There's an energetic block, there's a mindset block, possibly a strategy block, or like scared of just actually investing in themselves. And that's the truth of it. Like investing in yourself is scary, but you're never going to achieve your goals if you don't push the limits, if you don't invest in yourself. I remember when I first invested in my coach, I didn't even have enough money for the whole container. Like I paid it off and it was scary, but I did it and it all worked out. Like it literally all worked out, and it always does, because you are the creator of your life. And when you're willing to push the boundaries, when you're willing to invest in yourself, you find ways for things to work out. But when you stay in your safe zone over here and you're like avoiding any risk, you're avoiding actually putting the mahi in, you're just going to stay in your safe zone. Your safe zone is like making whatever amount you make at the moment. You're not going to grow, you're not going to evolve because you're in your safe zone, and that's not where growth happens. So I would literally love to support you in my space called Brown Business Besties. This is a space where you get to bring forward your questions, you get to bring forward your mindset, energetic strategy, all of the things into our calls, and I can literally coach you and support you to achieving the results that you want in your business. Now, Brown Business Besties is the only way to actually work directly with me. I am fully booked for one-on-one consult calls, so this is the only way to actually get support from me. And it's just, I literally love Brown Business Besties. The wahine in here are just amazing. This is open for tāne as well, but at the moment we've got wahine only, and this is just the best space ever. You get two calls with me every single month. You also get free access to any of the courses or programs I launch whilst you're in there. So at the moment, I've got my 21-day challenge. I've got Te Tiriti Hokura, which is my 12-week money mindset, money management, and business program. And you get free access to those whilst in Brown Business Besties. And I literally am able to just have a kōrero with you, and like within a minute, I know exactly what's going on beneath the surface. Exactly like I said with my client, things that you don't even recognize in yourself, I'm able to recognize those for you. Brown Business Besties is literally the place you want to be, and I would just love to support you in this space. So if you want more details, or if you want the link to join, I've got the link to join in the description below. But if you want to actually send me a message over on Instagram, message me community and I will send you out the details. Otherwise, the link is down in the description below. If you're just like, no, I don't even need a chat, I just need to join because this is my space, then the link is in the description below. But yeah, I would like literally love to support you because this mahi is powerful. As you will have heard throughout this podcast episode, it is powerful. My life has been changed, and I know that your life can be changed as well. If you're willing to actually invest in yourself, you're willing to put the mahi in, you're willing to be consistent and show up for yourself, literally, the life of your dreams is on the other side of actually putting in the mahi, of actually investing in yourself. And it's closer than you think. Like, I thought that where I am now in my like my little game plan, this was like 10 years out. But it's like, actually, you can achieve everything you want to achieve if you're willing to just like literally take a risk, put a bet in, you know, like do it. But yeah, that is our podcast episode to for today. I have so enjoyed talking to you all today. And yeah, my dog has enjoyed it also. So, he's so hoha. Like, I wish I need a babysitter while I record podcasts because he just does my head in. He does this every time. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode, and I cannot wait for next week's podcast episode. But until then, I hope you have an amazing week, and I will chat to you all soon. Ka kite!